Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Federal Transit Administration is ordering the MBTA to address more than four dozen safety areas. In its report released yesterday, the FTA said those safety areas include a lack of staff, a bad safety culture, and a need to improve training. This is FTA spokesman Paul Kincaid.
It is going to be an effort for the T to staff up to deliver the service that the people of Massachusetts expect. But as we said, this is an opportunity for them to begin creating the safety culture that allows them to do that.
For reaction to the report, we've reached Jared Johnson. He's the chief operating officer of the local advocacy group Transit Matters. Good morning, Jared.
Hi, Rupa. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. You've had about 24 hours to digest this report now. How are you reacting at this point? What is standing out most to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the first reaction is it's definitely illuminating and concerning. But, you know, I think there's a lot in here that, you know, a lot of advocates have been saying for years. So I'm glad that we finally have the federal government sort of, you know, agreeing with us. But I think the biggest thing that sticks out is a lack of investment in people. The Baker administration has patted themselves on the back on how much money they've been able to get out of the door when it comes to capital spending. But the FTA, you know, points out that they have not done a good job of balancing, you know, both putting money into the operating budget, which is day-to-day maintenance, that's staff to make sure that things are running safely. But I do think it's important to note that it's about balancing the two. It's not that we can't do large projects, because some of the large projects, you know, that they pointed out that he had a hard time balancing are things like new red and orange line vehicles, which are critical safety element in and of themselves.
So if long-term projects can be balanced with daily issues, why do you think the T hasn't done it?
I think the biggest issue is that there hasn't been a vision for transit, and that I don't think operations or even service has just been that important to Beacon Hill. Which is really sad to say, but, you know, when you look at the amount of service that we're running, it's worse than before the global financial crisis. Some of that is traffic, but, you know, I think that the traffic is a number of things, but partially the traffic is because, you know, the service hasn't been seen as reliable and hasn't been frequent enough. The T has not kept up with the growth of new areas of town, right? Like there are whole regions of, say, an area like Brighton that have been, you know, massively built up. But the bus service, you know, hasn't kept up there. There's not, you know, train service in some of these areas. You know, we have a commuter rail network that before COVID started, you know, was bursting at the seams, and there wasn't room for more riders because they weren't able to provide, you know, the level of service. So I think it just comes down to just service not being important, and the day-to-day maintenance not being important.
It's been pointed out that communities of color have been most affected by the current service cuts. Do you think that has something to do with it?
I mean, it's hard not to draw that conclusion. I think, you know, time and time again, we've seen that even in a state as wealthy as Massachusetts, you know, we've seen inequality. We've seen a difference in where investments are made. You know, ultimately, I think a lot of the blame, you know, is on the Baker administration and some past administrations as well. But you know, the legislature has to share some of this blame. And so going forward, we can't have a legislature that talks about equity, that talks about climate change, and is just leaving the tea to the governor and just really not getting engaged.
The FTA stopped short of assuming safety oversight of the T. It sounds like you think that was the right decision.
Yes, I think so. There are a lot of people that have talked about a federal takeover. That's not something that the FTA does. That there is no federal takeover coming. This is something that leaders of Beacon Hill and that the folks at the MBTA are going to have to figure out.
Should there be a leadership shakeup at the T, or should the same team be trusted to make these changes?
I mean, I think we're going to see leadership changes when there's a new governor. I think one of the things that I would definitely caution against is just sort of trying to throw people out for the next 4 months. You know, I think we're going to have new leadership, you know, in the corner office soon. And so, you know, I would rather have that person lay out their vision and think long term rather than just try to make any quick, you know, rash changes.
Jared Johnson is the chief operating officer of Transit Matters. Thanks so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Of course. Thanks for having me.